Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 49. Tonight's presidential debate may get the public more focused on the fact there's just over a month until the big election and big decisions to be made, but for which there also is the ability to vote early. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It started as of today in places like the Racine County towns of Dover and Raymond and Norway, plus the villages of Elmwood Park, North Bay, Rochester, and Wind Point. Other starting dates and locations include the town of Burlington and the village of Caledonia, October 3rd, the villages of Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant, and the cities of Racine and Burlington, October 10th, plus the town and village of Waterford and the village of Union Grove beginning early voting, October the 24th. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The two candidates for Racine County District Attorney are scheduled to attend a pair of forums prior to the November election. Republican Patricia Hansen and Democrat Thomas Binger are scheduled to discuss the issues related to the job in one gathering October 6th at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection at 322 Ohio Street, starting at 6:30 p.m. The second forum, sponsored by the African American Roundtable of Leaders, will be October 29th at Gateway Technical College. The winner replaces Rich Tippetti, who decided against running for re-election. Two Kenosha Council committees again have a proposed ordinance on their agendas that would make it harder for proposed owners to rent their homes with the help of online home sharing services like Airbnb. Alderman Jan Mikulski's proposal would require a $50 annual license and not only a 24/7 contact person for any problems that might arise, but also the owner of the property responsible for any nuisance violations. And the home sharing service itself would have to submit a monthly user activity report. Revisions to this point exclude real estate agents from the requirements, as well as homeowners renting but also residing on the properties. Also this evening, a proposed settlement between Kenosha and the contractor that rebuilt the city's velodrome goes before the Parks Commission in a closed session. That's over cracks in the cement surface and some unexpected settling gaps that have developed underneath the track. Any settlement proposal would eventually have to be approved by the City Council. The Racine Interfaith Coalition scheduled a prayer vigil on Holmes Avenue, south of 16th Street, for recent homicide victim Joe Torres. And while it rained intensely not long before it started, the gathering consisted of just five RIC members and led, as always, by the Reverend Tony Larson.
We may not feel the exact feelings that biological relatives feel, but it is another human being, and we are sad at the loss. Our hearts go out. We can imagine what it must be like for Joe's family and for the kids, for all the relatives, and for those who knew him well.
Tammy Hayward offered a prayer for the family of 36-year-old Joe Torres, whose shooting death remains under police investigation. The visitation for Torres was held at the Racine Family Worship Center at the same time as the vigil prior to his funeral today. Wisconsin has the nation's highest death rate from falls for older adults at twice the national average.
Many people are afraid to say that they're falling, and you can guess why. Because one, they don't want to be told to pick up their favorite rug. They can't afford to put in bars in their bathroom. They're worried about going to a nursing home or have to go to assisted living.
Dr. Jane Mahoney with UW School of Medicine and Public Health says only a small percentage of care providers conduct fall risk assessments. Dr. Mahoney notes a program called Stopping Elderly Accidents, Death and Injuries, or STED, is available only in some areas of Wisconsin. There are thousands of empty seats in dorm rooms across the UW system this fall as campuses across the state are down almost 5,000 students. Madison has about 270 more, but UWM enrollment is down 1,200 students. System managers say there's no single reason why enrollment is down. A flashing yellow arrow has been installed at about 20% of signalized intersections in the state, warning drivers they need to yield before turning left. Joanna Bush with the DOT's Bureau of Traffic Operations notes the Federal Highway Administration adopted the flashing yellow arrows as a national standard in 2009.
Wisconsin began installing them in 2010, and we install them whenever we build a new intersection or reconstruct an existing intersection along the state highway system. Currently, about 20% of our signalized intersections feature the flashing yellow arrow. Oftentimes, you'll find a sign reminding you of what the flashing yellow arrow means.
Bush says the flashing yellow arrow is intended to send a clear signal to drivers making left turns at those intersections. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.